This is Derek Bozeman, and you're listening to the best of Too Much Truth on WAOK.com.
Best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared.
Connecting you to politics, solving social issues, and giving you access to the community. It's Derek Bozeman.
Too Much Truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380. W-A-O-K.
Estás escuchando Derek Bozeman, Noticias y Palabras en el 1380 W-A-O-K. Hello, my name is Hugo Hernandez with the Black Latino Council, and you're listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 W-A-O-K.
Man, I just wanted to tell you, if it wasn't for my cousin, Kia Kinkite, about listening to your show, man, I wouldn't know half of the knowledge that you've been giving out in your show. And I tell you, we need shows like that and people to talk about topics like you guys talk about. It's just great for black people. And I just want to take my hat off, man. You had me laughing a while ago. It's just been a blessing listening to you. I just want to tell you that, man.
Derek Bozeman. Derek Bozeman. Derek Bozeman.
Too much truth. Well, they said the Connecticut workplace, Manchester, Connecticut, was too much for Omar Thornton. And so he kissed his girlfriend, who happened to be white. Got up at 6 a.m. Tuesday. He was springing to life only after the teenage brother of his girlfriend nudged him to wake up. He was just asleep. So his teenage girlfriend brother woke him up 6 a.m. 34-year-old kissed his girlfriend, kissed Christy Hanna goodbye, told her he loved her, and then left for the East Windsor, left the East Windsor apartment for the Hartford Distributors, Inc., in Manchester, where he was to meet with 7 a.m. with the company and union officials about allegation he had stolen beer from the beverage wholesaler. Within hours, he was lying dead on the office floor, having taken his own life as police closed in after a rampage that left eight of his co-workers dead and made him the biggest mass murderer in Connecticut state history. The police worked to unravel what caused Thornton to snap and randomly shoot co-workers. As they fled out the back door into a nearby woods and sought refuge under desks and other furniture. Hartford distributors workers consoled each other as they learned who made it out safely and who had not. And all I'm saying is this. I know we have different capacities. I know I'm stronger than most. I will acknowledge that. I'm not a weak constituted brother. I mean, I come from strong stock. I can't think of a situation that I'm trying to see now. Who at this AOK could make me mad? I just couldn't see it. What could they possibly tell you? Okay, we just caught you stolen beer, so you no longer have a job. Every day we call you N-word. I mean, the bottom line is it ain't what they call you. It's what you answer to. I know I'm not that. I don't care what you call. And I'm not going to let you determine how I'm going to make my money. You can call me whatever you want to. And Lord knows I have been called some things. But I'm kind of like Whoopi Goldberg, which she would Mashali Salahi, whatever the woman's name is. You know her name really, Michelle. She got that little extra A in there. Whoopi said, I cussed that woman out, cussed her out, her husband out, and was hoping they would go home and get some more of their relatives. Hell, you ain't the only one can cuss. Oh, you going to call me N-word, I'm going to shoot right back at you, little. Can I do it, KC? Can I take it to the bridge? No. I'm going to take it to the bridge. You low-down trailer park stump jumper rebel flag waving skull chewing. Please. I don't get it. 448-922-2703. I don't get this. I mean, I'm trying to. I wanted to be. I said, let me try to help Omar out. But the more I read this, there's eight families that are destroyed. I believe in the humanity of all people. Have we been treated wrong? Absolutely. And there's a historical record and account, so I don't have to make it up. When I said we were raped, we were raped. When I said we were lynched, we were lynched. When I said we were murdered, we were murdered. Even today, we still go to Morris Forest Bridge to commemorate the lynching of four black people, including a pregnant black woman, by white racists. That don't mean that all white people are wrong. A lot of them are. A lot of them escape justice. Byron Delabec with shot down. Medgar Evans, finally justice catches up with. I understand when you've been falsely accused. Now, I've been accused, and I gotten real angry. But I said, let's go on to court, because I don't care what the court in DeKalb or Atlanta say. You know, there's something almost prophetic when you've been wrongfully accused and you know you're not guilty. And I've walked out of, I've been in jail a dozen times, ain't been convicted of nothing yet. Let me knock on wood. They might be trumping up charges as we speak. Let's go to Darnetta. Is it Darnetta or Darnita?
It's Darnita.
Darnita?
Hey, greetings, ZZ. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Darnita?
I am doing my best. I'm calling from ICU TV and Magazine. I wanted to remind you, I don't know if you got a chance to give out the DVDs that I left you in the studio.
No,
last Friday.
I have not. I've been very busy, sister, but go ahead and make your comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that one is called Before Columbus, and it's telling us about, teaching us about the Almacs and the Moors. Mm-hmm. And the other DVD that I really hope you get a chance to give out is the untold story of Malachi Z. York, What They Really Don't Want You to Know.
Mm-hmm. I will share it with some of my friends. I definitely appreciate you sharing that information with us.
I appreciate you more. Thank you.
All right, take care. 448-922-2703. Let's go down to Scott Gummy. Scott, how you pronounce your name, man?
Scott Zulu, man.
Oh, Lord. Scott Zulu?
My niece gave me that name. She tried to call me Godzilla, and it came out Godzilla.
Godzulu. So oh, man, we had it all back with Godzulu. What's up, Godzulu?
Not a whole lot, man. I want to just bring something to your attention. Okay. Now, I've been listening to you for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I know you are extremely intelligent, so much so that you kind of slick with it, and you catch a lot of folk off guard who don't know no better about you. And you made a point earlier about the global white supremacist system,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that you're not going to stand behind Omar's actions and what he did. And after you gave a little bit of information about why you ain't going to do it, I understand 100% where you're coming from. But I'd like to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
This global white supremacist system that is everywhere, and these people who are us, this entire diaspora that has been on the receiving end of everything just about mm-hmm. bad of that system,
right.
and you saying that you do think that nobody else, if there is anyone that is qualified to lead humanity, it would be us.
Mm-hmm.
Then my question becomes, what Omar, and I don't condone what Omar did either after I heard everything that you said mm-hmm. about it, but is there ever a time when something like that is necessary?
Oh,
because
absolutely.
We catch a whole lot of hell for a lot of things that are just atrocious.
Right.
And with Brother Oscar Grant,
right.
that was
certainly
down, face down when he got killed,
right.
would something like that have been appropriate?
Yeah, let me say this. I think if they were coming at Omar's house, knocking on his door, saying, "We coming in here to get you and your family, you get what you and you show up on my purse, you get what you get."
Right.
But let me say this. Omar didn't have a problem with white racism. He had a white girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, if the system was so full of oppression, why didn't he shoot her first? I mean, if the system was so racist to its core, how do you justify that? So I had to assume, after I kind of drilled down on the information a little bit, he didn't have a problem with white people.
Right.
You know, Omar had a problem with facing justice because they had said Omar had stole some beer. I mean, I that's why I say I don't want to read too much into it, because the only
right.
thing that makes this make sense to me, I'll just be straight up honest with you, is if Omar was mentally impaired at that time. And that's when I will say, but let me say this. The fact that if they thought for 1 minute that Omar had just outright killed white people like that, Omar's whole family would be wiped out before sundown. And anything that comes in his remembrance would be. See, you know, y'all play Dr. King real cheap. But Dr. King, understand, this is the same country that dropped a bomb on humanity and sit back and say that's a beautiful thing. So while Omar sitting there with his little pop pistol, I don't know if y'all remember, but we dropped what was called bunker busting bombs on houses the size of little row houses. It drilled the house 250 feet down in the ground and wasn't nothing supposed to be but six people in the house. I mean, that's the kind of country we live in. And yeah, you think you're going to do something with your little six shooter? Come on now. Come on, son. But I'm saying in defense. I'm saying in defense of your own life and property. In the defense of your life and property, do right. Whatever you have to do. But Omar was not defending. His life was not under any threat of jeopardy, and nor was his property.
WAOK.com.